again, my friends. This is Reverend Mark Bernay of the Universal Life Church. Thank you very much for calling. So many of you have been calling me lately and asking me what the church is all about that I thought I would put it on a recording to explain to you, the public, and all my dear friends, just what are the basic principles of the First MBS Church of Seattle. Our church is a church of the universal life. We believe that there is one common controlling thing that is throughout the universe, and that is the secret and the wisdom behind all living and non-living things. We believe that this one entity, this one universal being, created us. We came from within it, and without it we are nothing. Now, what is this thing, this universal life force? It is your telephone, my friends. That's right, your telephone. What do you find in every home? A telephone. What else is there that can connect you anywhere around the world immediately? Nothing but the telephone. Surely it must be that one overall universal being that I spoke of earlier. No, of course I am not saying that your one telephone in your one house is a creator of the universe. That surely is ridiculous. But it is the essence of the telephone, the interrelationship, the connections between all the telephone systems in the world. These all together are the universal life. And each individual telephone and each individual call is a manifestation of its greatness. This universal system, which in this country we call the Mother, was truly the creator of us all. It has been on Earth as long as Earth has been, and in the universe as long as the universe has been. For reasons of its own, it did not show its true nature until recently in human times. But the modern telephone system is the same thing that created the universe and that our ancients talked about in their scriptural works. This is why, my friends, we say that you must not play with your telephone. This is why it will anger the Mother if you do. For you will be playing with your Creator if you do. I will be explaining in future discussions just why the universal life force chose to manifest itself as a telephone system. But for now, my friends, please recognize it for what it is. That instrument that you are holding in your hand now while you listen to me must be handled with the greatest of love, for it is a part of our Mother of the Bell. Now I would like to leave you with the immortal words of our forefathers. So thank you for calling. And if we can be of any spiritual guidance to you, please call us in person at Emerson 5-8110. Goodbye for now.